Well, greetings, church family. This is our first Cyber Sunday or Wuhan worship together. You know, I was proud of my brevity in putting together only a 20-minute meditation for your encouragement today. But I guess Windstream is even less patient with my verbosity than some of you are because it rejected my 20-minute message. So I'm going to need to be very brief today, and I'll be getting together with some of our resident computer geeks to develop a way for us to have Sunday worship in the future. I just want to say a few words today, and you know, though we're socially distanced right now, our loving Christ and the unity of the Holy Spirit continues to bind us together as a congregation. The challenges that we're facing right now are going to be used by God to make us stronger for the future. Times like this clear away the fog and help clarify our identity and purpose as the people of God. And the timing is really perfect for us because here we are going through this process this year of defining our mission and our vision and our goals as God's people. Well, this experience is definitely going to factor in to that whole process. I think we're going to be growing in our appreciation for the gospel, for one another, for our church, for our worship, and for our mission, that which the Lord has called us to be about, both in word and deed. This worldwide crisis is no surprise to our sovereign God. He has it all under control. You know, he has the whole world in his hands as we sing. And he is guiding and directing all of this, weaving it into his perfect plan for the coming of his kingdom and for his redeeming and renewing of all things in Christ. Now, it's really wonderful to be able to just rest and to know peace and joy in this truth. And you know, he's going to be using this for the refining and growth of his church. And our church, too, as we trust him and allow him to work in and through it during this difficult season. I want to remind you to be reaching out to one another and to do this through emails, texts, phone calls, cards. However, take time each day to intercede and pray for one another and for our nation and the world. And remember particularly those in our church who are in need, and especially right now, Pat McGarvey, who lost her sister, Eric Bolstad, who lost his daughter just this past week. Let us be praying for God's consoling grace to really minister into the pain in their hearts. Pray for us as we continue our ministries. Pray for your elders. Pray that God will give us wisdom to lead. Pray for the safety and health of all of us. Pray that the good news of what God has done for this world through the sending of his Son would in no way be constrained, but that the word might be unleashed in all sorts of new and innovative ways, and that quaking hearts, fearful spirits, might be made receptive. Pray, too, that God's people might show the peace and joy that comes only through faith, and demonstrate God's love in tangible acts of the gospel's transforming power in the heart. Remember to pray for all our people in need, and we want to be asking that our Lord would bless us and keep us, that he would make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us, that he would lift up his countenance upon us and give us his peace, this day, in the coming days of uncertainty, and in his kingdom forevermore. May he bless you. Amen.